Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. It wasn't on the best Christmas presents list for 2015, nor was it on any bestseller list, but there is a publication update just about to be released that is very popular in Kentucky.
Probably the reason for it is it is nearly an all-inclusive regulation handbook for the regulations governing trucks registered as farm vehicles. And the booklet also includes information for transporting other farm equipment that's not registered. So it's kind of like a clearinghouse for regulations, if you will.
Farm Bureau Local Affairs Director Brian Alvey says the 2016 version of the Farm Vehicle Regulations booklet is just about to be completed and sent to County Farm Bureau offices.
Putting the first edition of the booklet together, I saw a need to provide information on several gray areas in regulations and to include information on questions which we were getting in the office literally sometimes on a daily basis.
Alvey says Farm Bureau and state police, commercial vehicle enforcement officials got together to develop the material. He says some of the regulations are complicated, so a definitive interpretation approved by law enforcement, he thought, was a smart thing to do. In some cases, legislative clarification was called for.
We've worked with the General Assembly, commercial vehicle enforcement, and other entities to get some of those kind of cleared up. And we've been highly successful in that.
He's hopeful the new printed pamphlets will get to county farm bureaus by mid-month. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
From truck weight limits to safety equipment, having the Farm Vehicle Regulation Handbook on hand is a wise thing all the way around.
It is a pamphlet-style booklet that includes all of these regulations, and an operator of a farm vehicle can just throw it in his glove compartment when he's getting ready to take a trip, whether it be interstate or intrastate. He can pop it out and look at it and make sure he's within regulations.
Alvey says vehicle enforcement officers use them, too. County farm bureaus will have the pamphlets any day now.
We also have that on our website in just regular Word form, and that is at kyfb.com. The reason we're doing the reprint is, quite frankly, we've run out of them.
The last printing was in 2013. The content is virtually the same. If you have that version, hang on to it.
Don't throw that one away, because there has been very little change since that publication. So that one is still totally valid.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.